It's confusing because we're 197 on one unit, we're 202 on the other unit.
Sometimes you can't even get it unless you have another type of subscription
right.
with one.
And then there's an online thing.
Which I completely have no clue
about. I'm not even trying to beat up the company. This isn't taking the paper, rolling it up, and hitting them over the nose.
Yeah.
But it is very confusing. And I realized that the other day when someone asked me flat out, how do I get your show? And after explaining a couple things, I just had to go, I don't know. I really don't know how you do that. Yeah.
And then I signed up for my SiriusXM app, you know? So I had to sign up
right.
for that.
Right.
So I could listen to the show.
Sure.
And I hit the thing, and now I get that I'm not signed up anymore. Like my free month or something or 2 weeks or whatever is over. But I paid for it. I put in my credit card number and everything.
Wait, you're paid up and you don't get it?
I don't know. I'll say what you said. I don't know.
And I'm not trying to be a dick. I mean, this is what I'm hearing out there. I do talk to the people.
Yeah.
And I mean, this crap that it's SiriusXM, enough already. Pick a name and let's go with it. It's ridiculous.
Go with one service, one platform, one everything.
We're an XM show that walks into the Sirius facility every day. It's one company now.
Yeah.
So you make it one company. Oh, boy, they're going to owe me. You make it one company, and you make everything match up.
That's it.
If you want to keep us on 202, which I think is stupid, too, I think you should move us down the dial, but that's a discussion for another day.
Yeah.
I can explain why if you really care about radio. But it should be 202 on both units. Simple as that. And you know what? The best of package, get rid of it.
Yeah, just get rid of it already.
Just make it one simple thing.
One thing.
Your boys, Opie and Anthony, talk to a much bigger audience if you get rid of that, and then maybe you make the money back with the ad dollars. Maybe. I don't know the business side of it that well, but I would assume that wouldn't be too crazy to think.
What's wrong with your app? My app seems to be working.
It does?
I'll check in a second. I'm going to the Boneyard to listen to fucking...
You can't go to the Boneyard. You got a radio show to do.
I want to go to the Boneyard.
But see, what Dio song?
It is called
Dio.
Sacred
has
Heart.
Such a distinctive sound, don't they?
He really does.
Yeah.
The headphones. This is amazing.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very exciting that
I actually get great reception on this. Unfortunately, the phone doesn't, but the SiriusXM app does.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I mean, the SiriusXM app is awesome.
Have they had like a million downloads or something?
I think way more than that now. They stopped keeping track after
now my username is invalid because it's been so long since I've used it, I can't remember what my username
was. Isn't that
I hate
the
when
worst?
That happens. And it happens all the time.
But the headline is, I had to tell the guy, I don't know. So, you know, I could have helped our cause by getting pointing the guy in the right direction. And I was too confused. I go, I don't know. And he goes, yeah. I guess I'll call customer service. But he said the last time I called customer service, that didn't go too well.
Good luck. Have fun.
All right. Anyway, I guess the other thing we just want to say that the SiriusXM Wow stickers are out there, and there's a promo running on whatever channel you listen to get the Opie and Anthony show. I would love to just say 202, but then there's 197 out there too.
Yeah.
So. All right. And then I pointed this out to Anthony literally seconds before we went on the air. Why does everything that is cool like get ruined?
Just. Gets something has to happen that wrecks it.
Listen to this, and there will be moans out there. New Alice in Chains album. A lot of people excited about this. Me, not so much, because I thought Alice in Chains really was Layne Staley.
Yeah.
Although Jerry Cantrell is an unbelievable talent, and knew how to harmonize, and he did his part absolutely. Mm-hmm. But Layne Staley was
it's not the band.
He was the heart of Alice in Chains. But I mean, they're moving on, and they sound pretty good, and there's a nice little buzz, and they got a new album coming out, and that's fine. And honestly, I'll download it, and I'll check it out. I will. New Alice in Chains album. Here's a headline for you: includes song with Elton John.
Ugh. Why?
Did you hear the moans out there from the Alice in Chains fans?
Why?
Why would you do that?
That's not cool.
Right. Everything cool just goes away eventually.
It's not a cool thing to do.
And does anyone know what this Alice in Chains Elton John song is all about?
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
You do, Travis?
Yeah,
it's either Lady Di or A.